I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse.
The Hitman and Christina. We were talking off air about Jake. And we're going to tell you what's going on with Jake here in a minute. Let me just say, I kind of get where he's coming from. I guess his girlfriend made a huge deal about his 30th birthday.
Okay.
She bought him a ton of gifts, got him a huge cake, took him out to dinner.
All right.
The restaurant they went to was really nice. It was one of those fancy places that, you know, you don't normally go to.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what restaurant they went to.
Right. Well, I'm sure it was uppity.
But they ordered all this food and drinks. And he's looking at all this. He's like, what the hell is she going to pay for this? And then he found out. When the check came, she whipped out a Groupon coupon for 50% off the meal.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he's like, look, I'm all for saving money, but something about it, to me, just felt cheap. So he wants to know, was it weird that his girlfriend used a coupon on him for his 30th birthday? And shouldn't she have hidden something like that from me instead of making it so blatant? Jake, I think that I kind of get where you're coming from, dude. It's a special time. It's your 30th birthday.
And she made a big deal about it, obviously. So she cared. She wanted to make it a big one. It's a 30th birthday. It's a milestone. So, okay. You know, you go out, you get a cake, you don't go out to dinner, make it nice and fancy. And it makes sense. And, you know, times are tough. Money's tight. In every household, almost every household anyway, money's tight. Period. And you need to do whatever you got to do to make sure that you relieve a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of get where you're coming from, but it's his 30th birthday. I mean, that's just like...
So? He could be 20. He could be 12. It doesn't
like
matter.
Giving somebody a buy one, get one coupon for Christmas or something. What?
That's genius. I'm doing that.
No, Christina.
Why not?
You can't do that for a Christmas gift.
You know what I've done for the past couple Christmases? I've given people candy because I never know what to get them. This is better.
Okay.
This is better.
What? Okay. 869-1093. You guys call up. Am I wrong here? Is
yes.
Jake wrong for feeling like the girl was like, okay, she did all of this? Because I know, let me turn the tables here. If it was a guy and he took his girl out to a nice restaurant and he whipped out a coupon, she would be telling all of her friends, hey, use that coupon on me, girl. You know it.
I mean, I don't know everybody's story, but for me, it's like, good job.
Okay, 869-1093. I just think it's a double standard here because it's a woman. That's all I'm saying. 869-1093. You guys call up this morning. I want to know what you think. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. Ah, Jake. Jake's all butt hurt.
No holding back today.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It was his 30th birthday, and his girl made a big deal out of it, and which is cool. I mean, that means she loves the guy.
Uh-huh.
And took him out to a really nice restaurant, but when it came time to pay the final bill, well,
I mean, here's the thing. She wanted to save a little money. Ain't nothing wrong with that, right?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I like the way you said that, too.
Exactly.
Straight hood,
you know,
with it.
Food,
ain't nothing
drinks.
Wrong with it.
Get all the things. Get all the things. He deserves it. It's his 30th. It's a milestone. Cool. But she used the Groupon, 50% off the meal. And he's not cool with it. He thinks that it's cheap, and I think it's fine.
Yeah, well, his feelings were hurt.
Oh, no, not his feelings.
Okay. I'm just saying that you ladies, if you flip the script, you go and tell your girlfriends, girl, he took me to so-and-so, and he used a coupon, honey.
Do you think I have that much attitude right now?
869-1093. I'm just saying, I get where Jake is coming from. We got our regular on the phone, Bethany. We love her. What's up, girl? What do you think?
What's up with all these soft dudes in Wichita getting so buffered lately? What is going on?
She's got a point. What's going on lately? The dudes
have been so whiny about everything.
You don't want us to take a selfie with you. You don't want us to... you know, try to save a little money. God forbid, you know, I save a little money on a meal. Like, you know, my bad. Like, I think, you know, my partner would be like, heck yeah, babe. That's what's up. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I love it, Bethany. Thank you for calling. Bethany's awesome. Yeah, she's just like ripping the lid off of it. Like, these dudes are soft. Thank you, girl. We love you. Thanks for calling. Gee, hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Man, tell Jake to stop being a simple-minded individual and enjoy. Hey, Hitman. Me and you walk into the restaurant. We order the same thing. I would rather Groupon. You don't. I save money. You didn't. We ate the same steak. We ate the same size. What difference does it make?
No, you gotta understand. I'm not going to that restaurant to begin with.
Well, see, if you had a Groupon, you would be able to afford to go to the restaurant.
Yeah, I took my wife out to dinner Saturday night in Kansas City, and when I got the final check, I got sticker shock. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, and even I've done it for mine. For her birthday, she had a gift basket. It had massages. It had pedicures, manicures. And then we went out to eat.
Look at you.
All from Groupon.
Yeah.
All from Groupon. So, enjoy it.
Okay, man.
That's where it's at. I'm telling you.
He uses the coupons himself. Thank you for calling. I know when I took my wife out to dinner and they brought the final check.
I'm telling you, Groupons, man.
Two bills.
Two separate bills?
Yeah, but I only left a $15 tip.
Oh. Here we go again.
Just kidding. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman, and Christina, shout out to my dude, my frat brother, Philip Oliver. He's weighing in on the conversation. He says he agrees there's a total double standard going on here.
Oh, come now.
If you're just tuning in and you don't know what we're talking about when it comes to double standard, well, Jake is a little bit butthurt because how his girlfriend celebrated his birthday. Now, you guys tell us what you think.
Now, honestly, it's not a big deal what his girlfriend did, I think.
Yeah, because you know what? Because the table is turned. Because you're a woman. I didn't want to say it, but I'm just going to say it. You're a woman.
I am a woman. Thank you for noticing.
That's what it is.
I'm glad that you can use your eyes. So when the check came from all of this grand gesture-y type stuff, you know, cake, dinner, gifts, all the stuff. She pulled out everything for the 30th birthday. Once the check came, she used a Groupon. 50% off the meal. That's a pretty good one, I think, for such a fancy dinner like that. I don't even know where they went.
But apparently it was someplace nice.
I mean, there were drinks and food. That's all that matters.
It's my 30th birthday. She whips out this coupon. Like, what is going on? Aren't I worth more than a 50% off coupon?
Apparently not. Just saying. Apparently not. It's not a big deal. If you could save a little money, that's going to help, you know. It's going to make her happy. It's going to make him happy.
Bethany called up. She said, what is up with all the dudes in Wichita being so soft lately?
And that's a good point. We've got a lot of dudes like calling us up, emailing us, messaging us. All of this, so many guys are so upset.
Ever since Michael was on the air with us, you remember that? About 3 weeks ago, where his fiance came in and basically slapped him upside the head and told him to shut the hell up and get off the phone and go to his room.
Go go to his room.
He's like, I gotta go. We've had all these dudes hitting us up with,
right?
What is going? I think the women of Wichita are taking the upper hand. That's what it is. They are running things now.
So you're saying that we heard Michael's girlfriend and we thought goals.
Yes, that's right.
That is not.
You heard Michael's girlfriend and you said, you know what? I'm gonna start being hard with my dude like that. And look, look what's happening. All you guys are coming at us with all these stories. I feel sorry for the Wichita men right now.
Whatever.
They're under attack.
They're being soft.
Let's go to the power lines. What do you think, dude?
Hey, man. I'm talking for real. I'm a Groupon King player for real. I just did the same thing old boy did. We talking Petty Maddie's, everything, fruit basket, Groupon, baby. And she loved every moment of it. And I loved her after that. For real. For real. I mean, I'm talking even to the getting the car maintenance on Groupon, baby. She loved me again.
All right. This guy's trying to do a commercial. He's trying to get something free here.
It ain't free, but it's half life, and that's
just
for
knows
me.
How to work it.
Man, he's been getting that 50% love is what he's been getting.
But I'm getting 100% in, though. I'm getting 100% in, though.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you.
All right, y'all have a good one, man.
You too, family. Thank you for waking up and listening to us. He's like, that Groupon is helping my love life. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Good morning, good man. This is Sandra. He better be glad she didn't take him to Burger King and get 2 for $10. Boy, get out your feelings. Get out your feelings.
Oh, Sandra.
Get out your feelings, baby. Have a good day, Hitman. Love you.
He's got a point. Could have taken him to Burger King.
Exactly.
All right, Jake. The Power 93.5 friends and family have spoke. Shut the hell up. Woo! That's our message for you, Jake. Shut the hell up and quit whining. Dang. It's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.